welcome to the Unbreakable Mindset Podcast, your burst of weekly inspiration to keep your mindset on track to manifest your greatest desires. I am Jude Daunt, your host, a world-renowned mindset coach, helping my clients and now you, the listener, to break free of the mental struggle, find contentment, meaning, and purpose in your life. Welcome back to episode 4. I hope you're all doing well in the lead up to Christmas. In this episode, I just wanted to follow on from Sophie's episode last week. First of all, apologies, you can hear my croaky throat. Producer Pete is going to try and tinkle with it the best he can so I don't sound super croaky, but there we go. We'll see how we go, and just bear with us. I'm sure you are all feeling a little bit groggy, colds going round, etc. So following on from Sophie's story last week, you could sense that she had a really strong belief from an early age that she was going to be famous. You know, she said that herself, and she didn't know how she was going to be famous. She just knew she didn't have any talent. They were her words, not mine. And she made it happen. Now, entrepreneurs have this belief installed in them already, a belief that they can make money, that they can make things happen. Richard Branson, I always think, is a really good example of this. And if you haven't read any of his books, I would highly recommend you do so. They are great examples of somebody who has an unwavering belief that they can achieve anything. And it doesn't come across like ugly like Donald Trump. It really comes from a passion to like see what they can achieve. Now, whether he believed he was manifesting or not, he still had a strong desire to achieve things and was able to make them a reality. If you don't know much about Richard Branson's story, he didn't do very well at school, has dyslexia, has never been an expert in any of the fields that he worked in. You know, if you think of all the different business ventures that he's done, whether it was Virgin Music, Virgin Caller at one point, Virgin Trains, Virgin Airlines, you know, you name it, and he's done it. He's been a part of that industry. Okay, yes, he hired experts to work in them. However, his strong belief is the thing that kept him going throughout all of that, that unwavering belief that he could make anything work that he put his mind to. Stephen Bartlett is another good example of that. So for anyone who is a bit younger listening to this podcast and who isn't actually sure who Richard Branson is, you may be more resonating with someone like Stephen Bartlett, who in January is going to be the youngest dragon on Dragon's Den. And he made his millions very early in his life. And he didn't come from a great background. It was a really tough upbringing. But his strong belief was that he would make enough money that he'd never have to worry about money again. And he did that by the time he was, I think, 24. Don't quote us on that. So what does that mean? Well, people who have strong beliefs tend to get things done, okay, whether they believe they're manifesting or not. But let me give you a few more manifestation stories of celebrities who have openly talked about the fact that they manifested their reality. So Will Smith, if you think about his career and where he's come from, he has achieved a lot in his lifetime in terms of the big movies, the music career, etc. And he talks openly about the key to his success is law of attraction. He says that you need to believe in yourself and go for what you believe in, and the universe will get out of your way. Jim Carrey is another fantastic example, and I think one of the most famous examples of somebody who spent 5 years manifesting. In 1987, he lived in his car. He talks openly about the fact that he wrote himself a check for acting services rendered, and it was for $10 million, and he gave himself 5 years to achieve it. So he was sat in his car. He didn't have anywhere else to live. I think his family lived in the car with him, his mum and dad, or maybe they had their own car, but they were all, you know, they didn't have a home. So 5 years to achieve it. And like me, he talks about the fact that actually visualizing gave him hope. So it was like a release from his current reality, and would visualize himself getting scripts off directors and then somebody telling him he had the role. And 5 years to that date, he got his check, $10 million for Dumb and Dumber, which is just, you know, it's one of the most inspiring law of attraction stories out there. Law of attraction is now becoming something where people aren't as embarrassed to talk about the fact that they believed in something that you can't actually see or quantify. That we will start to hear more of these stories. I heard Reggie Yates on Stephen Bartlett's podcast the other day, and he talks about it, how he manifested his current reality. Although he didn't kind of shout about it, it was very much just kind of honed into the conversation that, you know, he does believe in manifestation and law of attraction. You know, Oprah Winfrey, again, another famous example of somebody who believes in manifestation. The way you think, she says, creates your reality. So create the highest, greatest, grandest possible vision for your life, because that is what you're going to manifest. Now, on the back of that, what I want to say to you is, if you have an unwavering belief in yourself, then you will make it come true. Absolutely, I have no doubt in that. But what if you were like me and you're currently feeling a lack of, you don't have any confidence in your abilities, you can't really visualize it happening for you. You know, you can't, your life is so far removed from a £10 million check that visualizing that is too far from your reality. Like, I get that. And when I first started manifesting, I definitely was dreaming too big, ironically, because the dreams were so big that I couldn't actually visualize them for myself. So not that it took a while to really, really make them come true. And I think over the years, and I've been doing manifestation now for 10 years, I would say, and I think in the last 2 years since COVID, I have been able to really harness it. It's not a struggle anymore. You know, I have that unwavering confidence, like all of those people I've just mentioned, that whatever I put my mind to, it will manifest in some way. That took a while for me to figure out how to get that process for what I needed to do, for what thoughts I needed to eradicate. Because I have come up with something that I believe is seamless now to how I manifest. And I remember those previous 8 years being a bit of a struggle. Like, it was, you know, I did manifest a lot of things from my vision board, but it wasn't like it came easy, and it probably took longer than it should have. So now that I've got this seamless approach, this is what I've pulled together in my month to manifest course. Let me tell you a little bit about manifestation courses that are out there right now. They range anything from £1,000 to £10,000. And what I wanted to give to everybody, people who, like me, at the very beginning of my manifestation journey, are kind of maybe on the fence about it, like they want to believe, but you know what? It's a bit like kids believing in Santa Claus. Like, is it real? Is it not? And that hope to really want to get out of their current circumstances and into the life that they want to live is still there, but they don't know how to harness it. So what I've done is I've created the Month to Manifest course, and I haven't done it for £1,000, nowhere near £10,000. I've done it for £197, okay? So £197 this course. And I have made it so simple that you cannot go wrong with this course. I have separated it into 4 modules. The idea is that you would do a module a week, okay? There's 26 videos in there, all the teachings, everything that I've learned over the last 10 years, but more importantly, how I've been able to manifest really quickly, even in the last year. And you're going to get it all bundled up in a month's course of 25 videos, okay? It's one of the things that I think I'm most proud of, that I am delivering this to you to make it so easy for you to manifest. And if I just kind of talk you through a little bit about what those modules are, okay? So the first module that you're going to get is all around mapping out your desires, okay? Thinking about how to carve out your vision board, when your vision board might not work for you, and what you shouldn't try to manifest, okay? So because there's some really key lessons that I've learned along my 10 years, and I wanted to pass them on. And then module two, and if you do decide to do them weekly, obviously this will be week two, is aligning your beliefs to your desires. So this is so key, because if you don't believe that you're going to get those things, that is working against what you're asking the universe for. Number three is the process. Okay, this is how to manifest with intention. And there's about seven videos in module three. And it's going to tell you how to manifest, what to do, the 5-minute process that I've got it down to on a daily basis. Yes, that's all I do. I only spend 5 minutes a day on my manifestation process, and what you need to do to be able to do that. Now, module four is the thing that's going to keep you on track, okay? It's got everything in there about what to do when manifestation's not working, what to do when you're manic manifesting, what happens if you have anxious thoughts and they're going against the thing that you want. It is all in there, and it's bundled up in such a simplistic way, and you'll have lifetime access to this course. And it's something that you'll be able to keep coming back to again and again and again. When I've talked to clients in the past, when they've been doing manifestation work, and maybe I've caught up with them a few years later and just kind of see how things are going, or even friends, you know, there's friends who have got into manifestation, and at the time when they're doing it, they're starting to see real results. But then, like, you know, like a good workout routine, you might get out of the habit of doing it, and then you fall back to old bad patterns. And getting back into it is sometimes the hardest part. And that's, again, why I wanted to give you lifetime access to this course, so you can keep coming back to it again and again and again. Now, the other thing that I wanted to offer you within this manifestation course is, if you get on board a friend to do this with you. And this was really important, because having my best friend Kelly on this journey with me from the very start was something that kept both of us going, you know, talking about manifestation, talking about the things that were on our vision board. Because I think when you're sharing those things with somebody, you need somebody who is unwaveringly supportive, who can go, oh my God, yes, that is so going to happen for you, rather than talking to somebody who has no idea what you're talking about with manifestation and almost tries to pop your bubble a little bit. You know, like, I think Sophie talked in the episode about when she told her brother about the car that she wanted, and he said, oh, you'll never get that. You'll never afford that. You know, and that's okay. You know, that you're going to get people who are dream stealers. And I definitely talk about how to deal with that in the manifestation course. But having somebody who's going to keep your spirits going and keep you on track, to keep you high energy and motivated to achieve your goals, is so important for this journey. So if you sign up with a friend, you will both get £50 off the course. So you will both pay £147 for the, I do the maths there, sorry, it's really early and I've still got a cold head. Yeah, you'll both get £50 each off it, so that you can do it together and get on board and keep each other accountable as well. Lastly, what I wanted to talk about with the Month to Manifest course, you guys are getting early access because you are listening to the podcast. So you will get access now, straight away, from the link in the notes. It isn't going to go live till the end of the week. So I'm not going to be talking about it on social media or doing any marketing for it until the end of the week. So you guys get first priority access to A Month to Manifest. It's something that's going to be there all the time. I'm going to let you all have access. It's not like I'm opening the doors and then I'm going to close them in a month, which is what happens with some of these manifestation courses, because they like to create that sense of urgency. I want this to be available to you for when you have the money to be able to go, do you know what? I'm ready to do it. Like, and I'm so excited. You know, we've got 2022 coming up and I really want to plan a different reality, what I've had in the last five, whatever years. So yeah, it's going to be available all the time, but for now you guys will get priority access over everyone else. And then once you've started doing the course, I really want to hear your stories. My desire is that you guys will start to manifest your results and you'll be like, oh my God, like I can't believe it. And then you get to share that with me. And you guys, I want you on the podcast. You know, in 2 months' time, 6 months' time, I want to be able to get you on the podcast and for you guys to go, do you know what? I did a month to manifest and it completely changed the way I think. And now I've been able to manifest X, Y, and Z. So enjoy the early access. I really want you all to be able to do this work with ease, like I have been able to harness in the last 2 years, and just for it not to be an effort, for it not to be a struggle, for you to absolutely live the life that you want to live and manifest all of your dreams. Have a fantastic Christmas, everyone. Enjoy a month to manifest. I am so excited about it. The link, as I say, is in the show notes. And once you click on the link, it'll tell you what's involved in a month to manifest and all the different videos that you can enjoy once you've purchased. Okay, take care. Have a great week, everyone. Thank you for listening to the Unbreakable Mindset Podcast with me, your host, Jude Dawn. If this episode has helped you, then please do share with us, and it would mean a huge deal to me if you would rate, review, follow, and subscribe on your podcast app to allow this podcast to keep growing and going to new audiences. If you want to know how you can work with me directly, then visit the show notes where you can find a link for my website, or alternatively, go to judontcoaching.co.uk.